God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. By now, you should have already received your ebook titled 7 Deadly Mistakes, and we'll keep you up to date because we will be doing a special 4-week course on that, and we'll keep you up to date on that. The enemy will try to attack you in several areas, and you must use wisdom in all that you do. For the Lord says, you are such a strong leader, but God says, don't allow leadership to and that gift and that talent to cause you to become a bully to others, saith the Lord of hosts. And yet God says, use the gift that he's put inside of you to begin to build the lives of other people. For the Lord says, there's much in you, and so you must guard your ego. For the Lord says, the enemy would try to cause you to move into the area of bossiness, and that can become a form of an attack. He will try to cause you to move into repression, dependence, laziness, or weakness, or fearfulness. See, these are the attacks that the enemy wants to try to use, but the Lord says, do not allow that thing to be, and yet you must learn to use wisdom in all that you do. For the Spirit of the Lord says, no, that yes, I've called you to be a risk taker. Yes, I've called you to be one that is very, very determined. Yes, I've given you much courage. Yes, I've given you great leadership qualities. And yet God says you must use wisdom in all that you do, because the negative aspect is where the enemy could try to cause you to become a little bit egotistic. He can cause you to become a little bit stubborn. Out of this, you can get irritated easily and give into tantrums. So this must be protected and guarded over, where you don't become frustrated and take advantage of other people. And yet God says you must strive to achieve unity in all that you do, and don't allow stubborn, which is the root of the feeling of fear. And yet God says the enemy could try to cause you to be very sensitive with a lot of emotional ups and downs. And again, God says this is not of him. And you must use wisdom in all that you do, because again, this is another form of attack of the enemy. And you must learn to assert yourself. And yet you're highly competitive, and yet this can make you extremely jealous because of that. Just know that that is not the thing that the Lord has ordained for thee, nor has he set for thee. And yet God says, do not succumb to anger and frustration when things don't seem to go the way that you want them to go. But just know that Father God is in control, and that God is guiding and leading your path, for he is ordering your steps. Prepare your heart and your mind to begin to hear what thus saith the Lord concerning you from the team of prophets. God bless.
God bless you, Sister Lola. Sister Lola, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that you're going to dance. But God says that there's going to be so much joy and happiness, you're going to dance. And I'm hearing God say that he's preparing a way for you right now. God says that there's going to be an opportunity that's going to present itself for you. God says you're going to know what it is. I'm hearing God say that there's going to be favor with financial institutes. And God is saying something to me about education, and I'm hearing something about tax. I don't know if there's something that's been withheld that's going to be restored concerning your tax, but I'm hearing God speak on that, and also to consult a tax advisor, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Lola, and I concur, because I just seen riches to be your glory. I just seen these words. God says for you to continue on being a good steward with your finances, because once you get it all together, God said you're going to see how you was truly blessed, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I so concur, Sister Lola. I just hear God saying that this is the season that you're going to taste the sweetness of life. You're going to taste the sweetness of the fruits of life. Joy, happiness, peace, God's love, it shall surround you and bless you more than you can even imagine or think. God said this is the time that you're going to begin to just move forth and move up and elevate, 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 and you will transform in this season. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Lola. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, worry not, fret not, and apply the seed of patience in this season. For Father God says, be patient with yourself. And I hear Father God saying, don't grow weary in your well-doing. You are in the season of the test before the blessing, yet your blessing is at hand. And I heard Father God, he says, whatever seems like a lemon or an lemon situation, he's turning it into lemonade. For Father God says, wealth and prosperity are your portion. And I hear Father God saying, bless those that seem to curse you in this season, with family, friend, or associate. Father God says, pray for your enemy and bless them. And that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you once again, woman of God, for your seed of $52. For the Lord says you're going to grow in spirituality. You're going to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And as you follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, the Lord says, I shall give you wisdom to make wise decisions over the next 60 to 90 days. For the Lord says, know that I shall be with thee. Know that as you look up, you're going to get up and you're going to rise in power and authority and ambition and yea, even in strength. Something in a business. I don't know if you started doing something with cooking or cookbooks or something. Because I see desserts and sweets all around you. That could be another form of a business. But the Lord says you're going to have a whole nother level of ambition in this season, and you're going to see success. You're going to see success, and you're going to see victory. Yea, even in this hour. For the Lord says, stay focused. Watch whom you get involved with. Let your morals and your values come to the forefront. Let no one tempt you in anything, but stay on the path that I have ordained for thee to walk into. God bless you, Sister Lola.